spirulina, and carotenes. Beta-carotene, alpha-carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next Bio Superfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or biosuperfood at hotmail.com. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here, and with us this morning is our friend Lindsay Wood. We're going to be talking about the elite that rule the world. Certainly, when Lindsay wrote one of his books, one chapter was given to him, written for him by Congressman George Hanson, who pretty well understood what was going on. Because George Hanson was a congressman, was an honest man, he was targeted by the government. He was set up on phony charges. He filled out a form. All the congressmen filled it out the same way. But of all the congressmen, he was the only one who was sent to prison and tortured and broken financially and physically. And George Hanson's still living. I talked to him after he got out of prison. And then after he'd been exonerated by the Supreme Court, that said, "Oh, shucks, George, we're sorry. We've ruined your life and impoverished you and destroyed your health and tortured you. The law you were sent to prison under is unconstitutional. Sorry, George." Well, George's wife certainly dropped out of circulation, but he was a good lesson for the other congressmen. They know what will happen to them if they get out of line. You say this couldn't happen in America? I talked to George many times, but you can read the chapter that George wrote about the ruling elite in one of Lindsay's books. Well, anyway, Lindsay certainly had another interesting experience with a man named Ken Fromm. And Ken Fromm was the CEO of ARCO when he finally resigned, but he was always close to the power elite. He told Lindsay a number of things. One of them, of course, was that the elite used gold and silver. Another was the fact that when the euro currency went down, you had 2 weeks to get out of the dollar. In other words, because then the dollar was going to collapse. He also said the dollar would be dead by the end of 2012. Well, here we're into 2012. Things don't look that bad for the dollar. It's doing fairly well. It's going to be interesting to see what happens during the remainder of this year. And, of course, I think what he was talking about was the dollar would lose its reserve status. But 2012 is going to be an important year. Certainly, there are many things that point in that direction. But I think that we're in for some very difficult times before the year is out. I think that they'll keep things going up until the election, but then after the election in November, why, of course, we've got another couple of months, and it'll be interesting to see what happens. Certainly, they are running up intentionally the price of oil today. Oil reached $10 a gasoline, $10 a gallon in Paris yesterday, $10 a gallon in Paris yesterday. And it's going up gradually here. There's no reason for it. It's all manipulated. Most people think it's about money. No, it's about destroying our economy. Certainly people are going to make a lot of money on this, but there's always other agendas behind everything going on, and they really do want to wreck our economy, to impoverish our people, because one of their goals is, of course, equal distribution within nations and between nations. You'll find that point 10 of the Earth Charter. There is a secret plan. It's laid out in Agenda 21, the Earth Charter, the Global Biodiversity Assessment, and, of course, in the writings on the Georgia Guidestones, that occult monument that's there in Georgia. You'll seldom see mentioned on television. Occasionally you will now. It was never mentioned before I first wrote about it a decade and a half ago, when I realized it was the blueprint for the population control agenda that is destined to kill billions, that is, billions of people. Well, without further ado, let's get to Lindsay, because he's come up with a new set of DVDs, and they'll be available very soon. Lindsay, good. Thank you for being with us this morning. What are your thoughts about things Mr. Fromm had told you before we get to your new DVD? But what are your thoughts about what Mr. Fromm had told you about getting out of the dollar? We had 2 weeks after the euro went down, and the dollar being dead by the end of this year. What do you think that'll really come to pass?
Dr. Stan, first of all, I say thank you so very much for allowing me to be on your show this morning. I urge everyone out in the listening audience, please, if you will, right now, please get a pencil, a piece of paper, and have it with you. I am going to make some statements and predictions in a few moments. I have just been told some things by a certain individual. In fact, there are two of them. I'll name one of their names. You'll find this one of the most unusual programs that I have ever had on any station anywhere. And some of this material you will find so new, please have that pencil and paper ready. First of all, may I give a very brief background so that folks in the listening audience will understand where I'm coming from, because you always have new listeners out there on the American Freedom Network. Many years ago, I'd been the pastor of a church for 12 years, and then I went to Alaska as a missionary. Just after arriving there, I was invited by the nine major oil companies that were going to build the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. I was invited to be the pipeline chaplain. I found out that actually it was the chaplain to the elite of the world. And for 3 years' time, I lived with the people that you hear about, top oil company officials, people in the World Bank, the IMF. I rubbed shoulders with them, sat across the dinner table from them. And for 3 years' time, by the providence of God, and I have to give God all the glory because this could have never happened without him, by the providence of God, for a three-year period, I was able to literally live with the elite of the world. There's no way that a little insignificant unknown missionary flying around in the bush of Alaska could have ever been the chaplain to the elite of the world except by the providence of God. Now, that was 35 years ago, and over these years, there are a number of these individuals that became very close friends of mine and were willing to give me information as to what would happen. And as all of you know who have listened to me in the past, never one time in 35 years has any prediction that one of these elitists who knows everything that goes on behind closed doors, everything is planned in advance, nothing ever happens by chance. Everything you have heard Dr. Stan Monteith say on his programs, I know it may sound outlandish what he and I say sometimes, but it's true.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought, Lindsay. We'll be right back.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Chinese Steel makes any pickup truck look good. in the showroom. But a pickup's true metal is tested on the job. And that's where Ram is unbending. With available legendary Hemi V8 and Cummins diesel engines, and a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty that beats Ford F-150 by 40,000 miles. Come test our metal and see what Ram light-duty and heavy-duty pickups are made of. Now at Ram Truck Month.
Stop by your local Ram dealer and get $7,200 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include combined cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Offer ends 4-2. Cummins is a registered trademark of Cummins, Inc. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Lindsay Williams. Lindsay, go right ahead.
1 year ago, my elitist friend, Mr. Ken Fromm, passed away. He died. Many of you remember that for all of those years prior to that, you had wondered, does Lindsay Williams really know these people? Did they really give him information? And when I was finally able to give out one of them's name, you were able to prove for yourself exactly who they are. Now, these elitist friends that I had many years ago, and please, folks, let me express as much as I can, there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. Nothing happens by chance in Washington. Nothing happens by chance in the Middle East or any other place in the world. It's all planned well in advance. They know what they're doing. And Dr. Stan has expressed this so much over the years. So I want to punctuate it this morning. When Mr. Fromm died, I felt free to do certain things. There's one individual who gives me information on a regular basis. He's now in his 70s. It is amazing how people change when they get to be up in age. Even the elitist, who all of these years have controlled the world, when they're facing eternity, they think about their children. They're very concerned about their wife. Now, are you ready to write down these statements and predictions? I will prove each of them to you in as much time as we have on this program today. This elitist friend and another person, whom I'll name in just a moment, I'll give names today. These individuals, and by the way, I'm giving much of this for the first time because these individuals are so concerned. This man in his 70s, Mr. X of my book, Energy Non-Crisis, he is so concerned about his wife and children until he has been giving me things recently that are literally dumbfounding, even startling to me. Here they are. I'll give you a few of them, then we'll cover them very quickly on the program today. I now know when the financial collapse will take place. Now please, folks, I am not just making this up this morning. I'm going to prove it to you in a moment or two. I have a second item that's given to me just within the past few days. Why Mr. Obama may not be reelected. I hope you heard this. I'm going to cover it in as much detail as I can in this hour's program. Secrets of the elite that I have never let out before. Because now Mr. Fromm has died, my other elitist friend is retired in his 70s, and he has told me certain things and did not tell me I couldn't say them. I want to talk to you today about the Keystone Pipeline. You don't have the slightest idea, the average person doesn't, how significant the cancellation of the Keystone Pipeline was and why it was canceled, and I'll try to give you that today. Again,
I think people have to understand that's the pipeline that goes from the Alberta tar sands down to the refineries on the Gulf Coast. And, I mean, we needed that. It would be a wonderful thing, lots of jobs building it. But more than that, it would make us energy independent. Billions of barrels of oil up there in the tar sands, and Obama canceled the project. Go ahead.
The Keystone Pipeline was so very significant, and I'll cover that in just a moment. What currency to get into? You'll remember that Mr. Fromm, before he died, he basically said, Chaplain, the currency of the elite is gold and silver. But there's some other things that you must know, and I beg of you to listen to what currency you should get into immediately in order to spare yourself in light of the fact that there positively will be a financial collapse. Now, please, folks, I beg of you out in the listening audience today, please listen to my concerned elitist friends. America, as we know it, is doomed unless we can do something about it immediately. There is time. You have a window of opportunity right now. Okay, I'm going to give you a name. Write him down. Go look him up for yourself. I've never done this before. This is the first time. I had an individual who had a very similar experience to what I have had in living with the elite for that three-year period on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. He has come forth. Now you can literally talk to him. Now, Dr. Stan, you talked to one of my elitist friends years ago. We still aren't given his name because he is still alive, and for the protection of the family, we don't. But this one, this time, you've never heard this before. You can literally talk to this man. He, on Wall Street, was a Wall Street insider for many years. Please write his name down, and let me give you a brief background. His name is Tom Filer, F-Y-L-E-R. He saw the corruption of Wall Street. This gentleman is now a fine, born-again Christian man, and you can talk with him personally. In fact, I'll tell you in a few moments how you can get in touch with him and get financial advice that will be the greatest you'll ever get from a Christian anywhere. This man had the same experiences on Wall Street that I had on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, and he has been willing to come forward. Folks, this is amazing. I am still dumbfounded. I couldn't believe it. When we made our new DVD series just a matter of days ago, it's not even out yet. The first ones won't even probably go out till the first of next week, but you need to pre-order now. But anyway, when this man said, I will come forward and be with you on the camera, and he said, I will tell my story, you are going to hear one of the most startling stories of what he lived on Wall Street, similar to what I lived on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, and he will even give you his phone number so that you will be able to contact him. Now, I'll say at this point, everyone in the listening audience, I told you so. Please, catch this. I told you back months ago there is not going to be a financial collapse yet. You did hear that. Dr. Stan, I said it right here on your program on American Freedom Network, and I told you that when Greece fell, that would not be the financial collapse. But many of you remember back last September, October, November, December, every newsletter writer out there was predicting, when Greece collapses, the European Union's going to collapse, and the financial system of the world's going to collapse. And I came on this program, and I said, no, there is not going to be a financial collapse yet. The elite had told me that they were not ready for it to take place yet. Then we came around to January and February and March, and I said it on so many radio stations across America. I said the elite are not ready for a financial collapse yet. I said it is going to happen, and folks, it is, but it is not yet. You still have a window of opportunity of a number of months before they have been able to create the massive indebtedness in every nation in the world, every city in America, every state, every county, before they allow the collapse of the dollar to take place. And Greece basically went into bankruptcy, and the dollar did not collapse. The euro didn't collapse, exactly as the elite told me. Folks, please. These people have these things planned in advance. Now, the dollar will be dead by the end of 2012. And let me try to explain this to you, and then we'll get into each of these pointers. First of all, do not pay any attention to the stock market. I have been told that the New York stock market is not an indicator of anything. It is held up by the plunge protection team and has no relationship to reality whatsoever. But let me show you what the indicators are as to what is happening to the dollar. You write these down. You have that pencil and paper there. Put it beside your calendar and watch it happen. First of all, some very significant things have happened in the past 3 months' time. I'll give them to you one at a time. First, China and India, approximately 3 months ago, 2 to 3 months ago, signed the largest trade agreement that has ever been signed on the face of the earth, that they would do business with each other, trade amongst themselves, and they would not use the American dollar as the currency for that trade. Largest trade agreement ever. This basically put a nail in the coffin of the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency of the world, and the petrodollar began its fall. There's a second item that has taken place that is so significant. Iran. Oh, my goodness. Iran is all about control. This is such a significant point. Iran, all right, first of all, we put sanctions on Iran. We say we've got to stop their nuclear program. Then, of course, the United Nations put sanctions on Iran the best they could, which doesn't mean too much. And then the European Union came around and said, as of June of 2012, that no European Union country will be allowed to buy any crude oil or any crude oil product from Iran. And Iran is the third largest supplier of crude oil on the face of the earth. And Iran supplies approximately 3 million barrels of crude oil every 24 hours. And so what's Iran going to do with their crude oil? Well, India came along. Oh, this is so significant. India came along and said, oh, no problem. If the European Union is not going to take your oil, we will take 1 million barrels of oil every 24 hours. India's begging for crude oil. Their economy is growing so rapidly. But Iran said, we can't sell it to you because we are not allowed by the sanctions that the United States has put on us and the UN and the so they said, we are not allowed to sell you oil using the American dollar as a petrodollar. And so India said, no problem. We'll pay you in gold. Do you have the slightest idea? America, our State Department, literally shot ourselves in the foot, so to speak. They did one of the greatest favors for Iran could have ever been done. India said, we're not going to pay you with petrodollars. We're not going to pay you with the reserve currency of the world. We need the oil so bad. We will give you gold in exchange for your oil, 1 million barrels every 24 hours, Iran. Okay, then the third one. This one you may or may not have picked up on. It again, is so significant in the total picture. Saudi Arabia, our largest supplier of crude oil, stepped up and said to China, China, we will build the largest oil refinery that has ever been built on the face of the earth in your country of China, and we, Saudi Arabia, will supply oil to you, China. Oh, my goodness, folks, the American dollar is falling so fast. It is going to be dead exactly as I was told by my elitist friend. It will be dead by the end of 2012. And Saudi Arabia now is building an oil refinery, the largest on the face of the earth in China, and they will not use the American dollar as the sale and the trade of that crude oil. Are you catching this? This has happened within 2 to 3 months' time. China and Japan, trade agreement. Iran and India, paying Iran in gold. They're still getting their oil. Saudi Arabia and China, largest oil refiner on the face of the earth. None of these are using the American dollar, the petrodollar, which has been used throughout all of the time that crude oil has been used on the face of the earth. Do you realize that the American dollar, exactly as my friend told me, will be dead by the end of 2012? Now, when will the financial crisis take place? Please, this is so important. I was dumbfounded when I got it. You must hear Mr. Tom Fowler, who is the Wall Street Insider that appears on my new DVD. I'm giving you his name because I hope thousands of you will call him and ask him personally, is this really true? Is Lindsey Williams really for real? Has he been given this by his elitist friends? When will the financial collapse take place? It all revolves around one word, and you'll probably have to even look up the spelling of it. Please write down the word derivatives. You know, for many years, for some time, I have said there is going to be a financial collapse, but it will not take place yet. you have a window of opportunity to prepare your household, to get your business activities in place. And I said, it is going to happen. And then I said, the American dollar, my elitist friend said, the American dollar will be dead by the end of 2012. Mr. Tom Fowler was on Wall Street. He could walk out his front door of his office and look up at the Twin Towers before they collapsed. This man is a Wall Street insider who has become so disgruntled with the wickedness of Wall Street and with the corruption there until he has decided to tell his story. And we have found out from both my elitist friend and from what Mr. Tom Fowler says that the indicator for the financial collapse will be, and here it is, the indicator for the financial collapse will be something that you haven't suspected before. It will be derivatives. Now, I didn't even know what a derivative was as of a year or two ago. I couldn't find a definition. It's a very complicated financial instrument. If you will learn how to watch what is happening in the derivative market, and by the way, it's not controlled. There are over $200 trillion.
Hold that thought, Lindsay. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Student Network.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Shiny steel makes any pickup truck look good in the showroom. But a pickup's true metal is tested on the job. And that's where Ram is unbending. With available legendary Hemi V8 and Cummins diesel engines and a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty that beats Ford F-150 by 40,000 miles. Come test our metal and see what Ram light-duty and heavy-duty pickups are made of. Now at Ram Truck Month.
Stop by your local Ram dealer and get $7,200 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include combined cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Offer ends 4-2. Cummins is a registered trademark of Cummins, Inc. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Lindsay Williams. Lindsay, before we go on, do you want to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry and get your latest DVDs?
Well, Dr. Stan, thank you very much for allowing me to. Now, this DVD series was actually before the cameras only this past week. It's editing right now. It is called Secrets of the Elite, and it is a three-hour, three-DVD series. You will actually see Mr. Tom Fowler. You will actually have his phone number. You can call him if you wish. You will find one of the most amazing updates on what the elitists have given me as to when the financial collapse will take place, as to why all of these things you're hearing me talk about. Please take our phone number. I would urge you to give a call if you will. Our phone toll-free number 24 hours a day is 1-888-799-6111. Or you can go on the web if you'd like and find a description of this new series entitled Secrets of the Elite, which will be mailed out, the first of them, approximately a week from now. But you need to get in your pre-order right now. Go on the web, if you will, to www.prophecyclub.com, PROPHECYCLUB.com, or operator standing by 24 hours a day at our toll-free number, 888-799-6111. When I lived with the elite, one of the first things I learned was that they have a code of ethics. I know it's very unusual. It's not the code of ethics that I would have or that Dr. Stan would have, which are the scriptures, but they have a code of ethics which is their own, and one of their code of ethics is that they must tell you everything they're going to do before they do it. And this past week, just within the past 2 weeks, I should say, I have actually been given the sign as to when you will know that the financial collapse is going to take place. Folks, I am dumbfounded at what Mr. Tom Fowler has given me, what my elitist friend has given me, and the design is derivatives. Now, we have known for a long time that the financial collapse will take place, but I did not know when. All I knew was it was not scheduled to take place yet because my elitist friend had told me that, and I've been begging you, don't listen to the newsletter writers that are saying it was going to take place in December, January, February, or March. It's not. It is going to take place, and you must be ready, and you can learn the sign, and the sign is the derivative market, and when the derivative market collapses, it will bring down with it the euro of the European Union. It will bring down with it the American dollar and most of the currencies of the world. Now, I'm giving out of time, so let me go along, if I may, to... And by the way, you can talk with Mr. Tom Fowler personally. All right, now, let me go into something that is so significant. That's the Keystone Pipeline. Dr. Stan, a moment ago, broke in and said that this is part of, oh, this is so very important, exactly as Dr. Stan has said. Why? Well, Mr. Obama may not be reelected. I just got this a few days ago, folks. Please. Why Mr. Obama may not be reelected. Let's go to the Keystone Pipeline. It's the pipeline that was to go from Alaska, America's large oil field up in northern Alaska on the Arctic Ocean. It was to cross all of Canada, was to come to the United States of America, and Mr. Obama, our president, had the decision to make, will America have part in this Keystone Pipeline or not? And he said, no. It is not to the benefit of the American people, but remember something. Please, think back on this. Mr. Obama gave a date that he was going to announce what he would do about the Keystone Pipeline. He did not announce it on that date. He waited approximately 2 weeks. Now, put your thinking cap on it, and you'll understand these intricacies which my elitist friend has just given me within the past few days. He waited approximately 2 weeks before he gave a decision on the Keystone Pipeline, and then his decision was America will have no part in it. There were thousands of jobs that were lost. Literally billions of dollars were lost, and it was a horrifying decision for many people in the oil business. Well, I call my elitist friend, the one that I still call Mr. X because he's in his 70s, he's still alive. I cannot, for the sake of his family, give his name. It's the reason I gave you Mr. Tom Fowler's name this morning. I want you to check out some of these things for yourself. And so I called my elitist friend, and I said, why did Mr. Obama cancel out on the Keystone Pipeline? I have never heard him. I never heard him this angry. I mean, this man was livid. He was beside himself. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, Chaplain, I'm not even going to say it. He had some very choice words for Mr. Obama. Okay, let me show you the background as to why the elite are so angry at Mr. Obama right now that they may not let him be reelected to the presidency of the United States of America. Folks, this is so wonderful for you and me who are constitutional, Bible-believing people. I was so excited when I heard the background to this. All right, you heard me say earlier, and you can find it on the web. Please go on the web and look for these pictures yourself. The largest oil rig that has ever been built on the face of the earth was moved to Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, this past summer, and it is called the Liberty Rig. If you go on the web, you can look at it being built. It was put on Gull Island. My book, The Energy Non-Crisis, talks about Gull Island will blow your mind. The one chapter that that has caused the elite so much problem. They know that the mother lobe of all oil fields is under Gull Island. That's the reason that BP is drilling there right now, and also a number of other oil companies are up there drilling into the same field. They must have a method of bringing that oil to market somewhere after this coming summer, and they wanted the Keystone Pipeline to bring that oil because you can't take it through the Arctic Ocean. The Arctic Ocean freezes over in the wintertime, so you can't get it around Fort Wainwright. You can't take it down the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, this oil that's coming out of the Gull Island field, where they're drilling right now and know it's going to be hit. Because they've already proven it in the past. Look in my book, Energy Non-Crisis. You should get it on Amazon Kindle, by the way. Please go on Amazon Kindle and get a copy of my book, Energy Non-Crisis, and you'll read Gull Island. Will blow your mind. And they must bring this oil out to the market somewhere after this coming summer. They can't take it down the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline because the pipeline is old, it's worn. All of you in the oil patch, you'll recognize what a pig is. And every so many weeks, they must run a thing called a pig down the pipeline to take out the residue that collects on the pipe, or it would close it up. And it has little things like razor blades all around the outside of it. Over a period of 35 years, it has scraped and marred that pipe on the inside to the point that it is so thin they cannot run 2 million barrels of oil or more down it per day. They had to have the Keystone Pipeline. Mr. Obama canceled out on the peace Keystone Pipeline. I'm going to give you his exact words. I mean, this is so startling. My elitist friend said to me, and Dr. Stan, you know who he is. You've talked to him on the phone one time before he would no longer give information out to the over the radio. And I hear his exact words. I said, why did Mr. Obama cancel out on the Keystone Pipeline? He said, he is a Muslim. Those are his exact words. Oh, that meant so. He said, he is a Muslim. I said, wait a minute. Are you telling me that he canceled out on that Keystone Pipeline that would be such a great advantage to the elite of the world and to America in favor of his Muslim friends? Yes. Oh, he was angry. He was beside himself. They may not let him be reelected as the President of the United States.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment with Lindsay Quinn.
Send us, the uniformed people in Greeley, are saluting the police, firefighters, paramedics, and 9/11 dispatchers who work in our community. We thank them for doing a great job trying to keep our area a better place to live, shop, and raise a family. We realize their job is dangerous and sometimes thankless. This message is from Centus, the uniformed people in Greeley, reminding everyone to give words of praise to the police officers, firefighters, paramedics, and 911 dispatchers of our community. Named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America, call 970-352-2233.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest, Lindsay Williams. Lindsay, go right ahead.
Before Mr. Fromm passed away, there was a time that he and I had a lengthy discussion one day, and in the course of the discussion, he let me know what the currency of the elite are. And I, at that time, gave it out to you. And I told you that the elite do not use paper. They do not depend on the stock market. They don't depend on bonds. Paper means nothing to them. If it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. Well, I have been told some other things here just recently that you must know, and please write these down. The currency of the elite is gold and silver. But there's more to it than that. They know that the only thing that's valuable is that which you can hold in your hand. Now, since I'm on the American Freedom Network, and I know that the Patriot News Hour comes on approximately 2 hours from now, and Eric Cederstrom is on this same network, I think I can say this very, you've heard him say these same things, but I want to reiterate that what he said is true because the elite have given it to me. They do not depend on anything that's written on paper, and you must not either. You must set your house in order financially as quickly as you can. You still have a window of opportunity before the financial collapse takes place, and it is going to happen. And you will hear this gentleman who is a Wall Street insider tell you about it in depth. But I urge you to get into the currency. Now, I can't sell it to you. I don't. You couldn't buy an ounce of gold and silver for me if you tried. I try to get every bit I can myself. You must get out of paper of every kind, 401ks, IRAs, every kind of paper imaginable, and get into the currency of the elite as quickly as you can. But there's more to it, and let me try to say it at this time. Whenever you buy gold and silver, buy gold and silver that is minted by the United States Mint. Do not buy foreign coins. Oh, yes, they are gold. But the only thing that is going to be is usable currency in the United States of America. Do you realize that the state of Utah has already passed a law that gold and silver coins minted by the United States Mint are usable for sale and trade, and the stores must accept them? Now, they haven't done it. They're not implementing it yet. But they've still done it. Many more states will pass the same law. You must get this law passed in your state, wherever you may be. Minted by the United States Mint, buy gold and buy gold coins. Now, silver coins of any kind, the law can't bother them. Anything pre-1933, this is so important, people. I'm trying my best to help you if I can, according to what the elite have told me. Pre-1933 gold coins cannot be confiscated by the United States government. By law, they've already said that it cannot be bothered because they are, because of what they say. When Americans were again allowed to own gold, now the gold minted recently is fine, and please get it if you can, but pre-1933 coins are so much more important because by law, they cannot be confiscated by the United States government if they ever decide to do anything about gold and silver again. And all silver coins are usable as payment of debt in the United States of America. The elite have bought it by the tons, and you need to know what the currency of the elite is and get into those proper currencies as quickly as you can. Now, one more thing, and I know time is running out here. Back in 1980, my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, was printed. And after that, it became a bestseller within a matter of months. Radio shows, speaking engagements all over America to the point that I finally had to leave the mission field and begin doing what I'm doing right now, what I've done for the past 35 years, trying my best to help the American people know everything that the elite told me. And in 1984, I've never told this before, ever. In fact, I don't think I've ever told this on any radio station before, Dr. Stan, but you'll find it in this new DVD series given in detail entitled Secrets of the Elite. In 1984, I was contacted by a group that said to me, they said, Chaplain, we teach seminars on the lifestyle and the methods of the elite. I was dumbfounded. I said, why are you contacting me? They said, Chaplain, you're getting large audiences. It wasn't unusual back in those days to get 500, 600 people out for a speaking engagement in a night. We've had as many as 10,000 people in the Salt Dome in Salt Lake City back in those days. You can't do that today, but we did back then. And they said, there are certain people that need to know what the lifestyle and the methods of the elite are. And they said, we would like you to be willing to send them out to some of our seminars that are held in the Bahamas. I said, what do you mean? Why should I be helped? He said, the people of the world need to know what the lifestyle and the methods of the elite are and how they do what they do. What congressmen know that you never learned? What federal judges know that you're never told? What some lawyers know that they will never tell you? And they said, would you be willing to help send some people out to learn these things? And I said, okay. Let me go to one of your seminars and see what you have. I was utterly dumbfounded. Speakers from around the world, some of the speakers of the financial field that I sat in awe. And they said, we'll pay your way every other month to come out to this seminar if you will help us get people to learn how the elite live and what they're like and what they do and why they do and what their motivation is and what congressmen are taught and what judges are taught. I sat there every other month nearly for 2 years. Utterly dumbfounded. I give all of those secrets of the elite. I have never done this. I've waited 35 years until my elitist friends were retired and too old to care. And as Mr. Fromm died and passed away, I feel now that I am able for the first time to tell you things about the elite that will help you understand how they do what they do. I was hearing back in 1984, when I would attend these seminars, I was hearing them train the younger elites for the position. And mind you, every president since Ronald Reagan has been a part of the elite and have been trained in similar seminars by the elite themselves for the position they wanted them to fill in life. They train their people in advance and teach them in the college courses are written by the elite themselves and the textbooks paid for by them. And in 1984, I was hearing them talk about free trade and outsourcing, and I didn't even know what they were talking about. I heard them talking about derivatives, and the word derivative had not even been put in the dictionary yet, I don't think.
Well, we're about out of time, and you say when the derivatives collapse, then we're going to have the financial collapse.
Yes, it is the sign.
Beth Messiah's Passover celebration will be celebrated Friday evening, April the 6th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue in North Glen, Colorado. Your Passover entree this year is your choice of delicious lamb or turkey. So make your Passover plans and invite your friends and family. There will be tables of 10 available, so just tell Sharon when you make your reservation. Adult tickets are $32, children 10 to 12, $15, and children 6 to 9, $13. Children under 5 are free. Call 1-800-205-6245 to make your Passover reservations now, or mail your check made payable to Beth Messiah Congregation to P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. Market attention, Sharon. Remember, the deadline is March the 23rd,
So make your reservations early, and we'll see you at Passover 2012.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones, but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget, but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet? Or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
Time. Do you have a parting thought for our listeners before we let you go? Lindsay, are you there?
Yes, Dr. Stan.
A parting thought because we're out of time.
Yes, we're about out of time here. What else would you like me to give? I can go on with this.
No, we can't. We're out of time. So basically, it's do we have any idea, though, when the derivative market is going to collapse?
They said to watch the derivative market. Now, all the time, I've been watching the stock market. I've been watching where the dollar is. I've been watching what other countries are doing with the petrodollar. They have actually given me the sign at this point, and Mr. Tom Fowler explains it in his presentation on this new DVD series, Secrets of the Elite, and they said, watch the derivative market. Don't pay any attention to the euro. Don't pay attention to what's happening in Greece or Italy or France. Watch the derivative market, and this is something you're going to have to learn, something you've probably never dived into before.
Okay, we're going to have
market,
to go.
Watch and it,
we'll,
and you'll know when the collapse will take
place. Soon to complete the ideas. Thanks so much. And right now, of course, this is the time I have to remind our listeners out there that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you, and if you're not, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. We have two great new DVDs. One of them is entitled Geoengineering. It's Rosalind Peterson's talk before the conference last year. The other is the Dangerous Deception. It's an interview I did with Norman Dodd 30 years ago. It is actually the soundtrack is included in our Secret Government 4-tape set, but this is the actual film footage, and you'll see Mr. Dodd as he discusses the great tax-exempt foundations, their effort to destroy the structure of our society and bring in socialism, why they were doing that, and then, of course, you'll have to listen to me for the better part of an hour as we simply go through step by step what I've learned the last 50 years, why their elite is doing what they're doing and where this is going to lead to. So if you would like to get a copy of The Dangerous Deception, copy it and distribute it. It's a historical interview, one of the more important ones that I've done. The number 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know what the master plan is for what's going on, we do have a 4-tape set. It's called The New Order of the Barbarians. I do one of the interviews. The other three are done by Randy Engel. It's with a friend of Dr. Dennis Cuddy's, of Mr. Lawrence Dunnigan. Dr. Dunnigan, before he died, told about a meeting it attended in 1969 where Richard Day, the former medical director of Planned Parenthood, tells about the Order, a secret organization that runs the world, that he was part of. And as he said in 1969, prior I couldn't have told you what was going to happen. But now there's nothing you can do to stop it. And he talks about how there are too many people in the world. They're going to have to create new diseases. They're going to have to suppress the treatments for cancer. They want to kill off the majority of the people in the world. How they're going to add things to our drinking water to facilitate that. The New Order of the Barbarians are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Pray for America, pray for many of them. And until tomorrow, may the Lord.
Years ago when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call